A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, all you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come, receive grain and eat. Come without paying and without cost, drink wine and milk. Why spend your money for what is not bread, your wages for what fails to satisfy? Heed me, and you shall eat well. You shall delight in rich fare. Come to me heedfully. Listen, that you may have life. I will renew with you the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David. The word of the Lord. All three of our readings for this Sunday struck me as filled with hope. Our gospel text, actually, which I have not read here, has to do with the multiplication of loaves and how Jesus fed the people. His concern for the people, his feeding the people. And the great text in our second reading was from Paul's letter to the Romans, in which he says that nothing can really separate us from Jesus Christ. Just as God feeds us in the gospel, just as Christ fed those then, so likewise we are reminded that, come what may, no matter what, that nothing can really separate us from Christ. As Paul put it, I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And then, of course, this great text from the prophet Isaiah, the first reading for Sunday. All you who are thirsty, come to the water, the promise of rich fare and the renewal of the covenant. God does not let us down. Now, although these readings, and especially these particular texts that we have from Isaiah, in which he talks so much about a feast of rich food and wine, readings that we will often find during the Advent season, but this one here simply calling us to be attentive to the Lord's desire for us to come to him. We do need, at times in our lives, readings like this, or incidents that give us hope. Oddly, what came to my mind was the whole story of David and Goliath. And I thought, well, once in a while, it does seem that someone like David lucks out. But most of the time in our world, it almost seems as if the Goliaths win. Here in the States, we now struggle and have not yet resolved, at least as of today, the major debt crisis that could have repercussions around the world. It's as if the Goliaths of the world, those moneyed, those rich, are the ones who win. And from time to time, a David. Yet, if we stand back and ponder, there are also many examples of heroism, of people who have come forth in the midst of a particular disaster, who have come to the rescue. We were our best selves. We showed what we are capable of as human beings, the nobility to which we can rise. There are also those stories of hope. Perhaps it's because there are so many of the other stories of people crushed in so many different ways that a story like that of David and Goliath stands out. People cling to it. We need to hear it. We need to know. We need to be nourished by hope. And that's what we're given in our readings today. Paul's letter to the Romans clearly teaches us that nothing, neither death, nor principalities, nor power, in the end, whatever nothing comes between us and the love of God. God simply loves us. That factor might not remove the suffering, the pain, the tragedies of life, but still in our heart of hearts to know that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. To know that when we are in need, we will be fed, we will be nourished, whether through the Scriptures, through the Eucharist, through friendship, through someone's ministry, through prayer, whatever it might be, there are many sources of nourishment. All we have to do is open our hearts and minds to letting the Lord satisfy our thirst. As the prophet Isaiah says, "Thus says the Lord, all you who are thirsty, come to the water." There is water that nourishes and satisfies. It doesn't mean that the material deprivations, the diminishments in life, the sadness is taken away. But indeed, if we heed the word of the Lord, if we remain with the Lord, if we do not separate ourselves from God, there always is hope. God does not let us down. God will not be defeated. God will be enough. And so the reading from Isaiah concludes for today. "I will renew with you the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David. How often have we not strayed? How often have we failed in hope?" Thomas Aquinas' great description of hope as simply leaning on God. Leaning on God. Trusting in God. God renews the covenant. Come what may, come what we've done, come what's been done to us, God is there for us. And so today we celebrate hope, being quite aware that it is one of the things that we need really to live. Forgiveness, healing, we need those also in life. But we cannot live without hope. And Christ nourishes that in our lives today, as he did centuries ago when he fed the people in the wilderness, both by word and through the multiplication of the loaves, both through word and through sacrament.